You're listening to the Brilliant Breakthroughs Podcast, episode number 30 with Mike Raber.
Well, hi, small business owners. Welcome to Brilliant Breakthroughs Podcast, where we focus on creating brilliant breakthroughs for the small business owner. And FYI, that's also the name of the number one Amazon best-selling book for small business and entrepreneurship. So the good news is you can find this book in paperback as well as ebook form too, just by going to Amazon and typing in Brilliant Breakthroughs for the Small Business Owner, Fresh Perspectives on Profitability, People, Productivity, and Finding Peace in Your Business. And the book that I'm referencing has a vibrant blue cover. You can't miss it. So I want to say, hey, rock stars, I'm so glad that you're listening. My name is Maggie Mongan, and I am the anthology leader of this really great book that we're talking about. And today, we're honored to have Mike Raber with us, who is a number one best-selling author. And he is going to talk to us about your business's people and business performance overall, but more importantly, some really cool ways to help you with finding resources so you can have more brilliant breakthroughs for your business. Mike, welcome aboard.
Thank you, Maggie. It's good to be here.
Right. I'm really excited about this because you're going to share some things that seem really obvious to small business owners in some aspects and totally not in others. And I have the sneak peek insight as to what we're going to talk about. So I'm thrilled about this. Mike's chapter is the fifth one in this great book I just shared with you, and it's titled How to Avoid the Three Most Common Challenges Every Small Business Owner Encounters. And Mike, you covered a lot of ground in that chapter. There's no doubt about that. And I know that even though you did that, at the same time, you scratched the surface on all the challenges that small business owners have when it comes to getting great information that's going to support their business success. And I thought it would be really good for us to have a conversation about the different resources that are available for small business owners, because you do some things a little differently that I haven't even thought of. So I'm like, oh my gosh, we need to be sharing this with everybody. So you ready to take us on a journey?
Sure. Sounds like it will be fun.
Cool. Okay. So let's talk about some resources. And you shared one right out of the gate. And I'm pretty stoked about that because how many small business owners think, oh, I should go to YouTube to find out something about my business? And you do that all the time, you're telling me.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. It's a great source. Now, granted, there's a good and a bad part to that. The good part is it's a wide variety of different types of information, from how to fix a sink to how to fill out your taxes. Well, I don't know if I would necessarily go to YouTube to get tax advice. However, if you're looking for a particular form, as an example, in fact, I was sharing the other day that I was looking for a tax form that I needed, and rather than going to the IRS website and digging through the publication and 15 minutes later, voila, there's the form, I went to YouTube, I downloaded or I put into search engine how to fill out this form. And the form up as along with where the form was at. And I was then able to go onto the IRS website, download the form, and 2 minutes later, I had my answer
cool.
that I was looking for.
Okay, so you can put in a question just like anything else, like, you know, how to fix the kitchen sink. And it can be business related, and we can find an answer like you did with your tax question, right?
Correct. The flip side of that, though, is some danger that you have to be careful for is the information is only as relevant or good as the person giving the information. And if we don't know who that source is, outside of the fact that they're on YouTube, we have to kind of take that at face value. So hopefully you have a little bit of an idea what you're looking for or a basic understanding to where you can decipher between what makes sense to you and what doesn't, and then use it as a source but not your only source. As an example, going back to fixing the sink, I wanted to find out how to take the drain out of our bathtub. So I went on to YouTube and YouTube that, not that it has anything to do with business, but I think the application is still relevant. And it looked really easy. So I watched it, went in, attempted to do it, and broke the bathtub. Only to discover from the plumber that the guy who created, because he then watched out of curiosity, the same thing I watched because he was curious about why I watched it and it didn't work when it theoretically should have worked. And what he discovered that I did not know is the plumber or the gentleman who created the video used a brand new part, a brand new faucet, and the proper tools. So it worked because everything was new. Versus a very old drain that was rusted into place and the improper tool, which caused me to break it.
Okay, so there's a caution with utilizing resources online because you don't know what you're getting. So just like when you do research for a paper when you're in college or school, you want to get multiple sources. So you'd probably do a couple videos to make sure that what you're hearing is kosher, right?
Correct. And watch a couple of different videos. So if I'm trying to figure out how to capture leads on Facebook, as an example, I might watch 4 or 5 different people's videos, and I'll go with like a 5-minute video each, because each one will have a little bit of a twist on it, and then I can decipher what makes the most sense to me versus just watching one. So it's a great resource for finding out how to do something or getting someone's opinion on how to do something when you don't have that person around to ask.
Okay. That makes sense because, you know, anybody can be an expert when they have a camera in front of them, right? So we have to be a little cautious there.
Yeah, very true.
But there is a wealth of information out there.
Yes. And a lot of people, especially in this day and age, are passionate about sharing their knowledge and sharing what they have. So as an example, podcasts. If you go on to podcasts, you can listen to multiple podcasts on different topics, on business, on life, pretty much any topic a person's interested in. There's a bunch of people that have created a podcast like our own that one can listen to. And again, it's a great way to get access to information that's out there free, ready for the public, available to the public. And it's easy and doesn't cost anything to get to.
Right. So resources are available. We just need to get creative is what you're saying.
Correct. And utilize places such as the library. I'm a firm believer of Zig Ziglar used to talk about turning your car into the automobile university is what he would call it. And the amount of hours most people spend anywhere from a half hour to a couple hours a day in their car, whether it's in traffic, going to and from work, etc. And you have choices. You can listen to music or you can listen to audiobooks. So I would purchase audiobooks or CDs and listen to them in the car, or when I was starting out in business, I didn't have the funds to purchase them. I would go to the library, and there's a wide resource of CDs and audiobooks, etc., that you can get at the library and use the road time as learning time. And over the course of a few years of being in the car, I listened to probably 200 books on CD. That had I had to go to a store and buy the book and sit down and read the book, it would never would have happened. I might have made it through 3 or 4 books versus 200 books.
You're probably not too unique in that. And I have to share with you, public libraries are a great resource. And now they even have things streaming for their patrons to go ahead and do. So the library isn't the old musty book library that a lot of us grew up with. It's modernized. And
right.
The databases, everything that you can have access to is just phenomenal. So thanks for mentioning libraries again.
You're welcome. And even going back to if a person has a smartphone or a smart device in their car, when I'm in the car, if I don't want to listen to a CD or again, listen to music, I'll go to YouTube or I'll go to a podcast or I'll download a book onto my phone and use that as a way of educating myself when I'm going to and from. If I'm sitting in a doctor's office waiting for the doctor, I'm going to sit there for 20 minutes anyway. I might as well spend 20 minutes researching a topic that I'm interested in or a challenge that I'm trying to overcome. And in 20 minutes, you can get a lot of information versus just sitting there reading Times Magazine. Remember years ago, I had the opportunity to meet Jim Rohn, who was in his time a very, very motivational philosopher, business philosopher. And I once told him, Zig Ziglar said that I should listen to CDs when I'm in the car, but I like to listen to music. And Jim Rohn smiled at me and said, Mr. Raber, when the musicians who make the CDs start coming to your seminars, listen to the CDs. In the meantime, you probably should learn how to give a seminar. So listen to things. I'll teach you how to do that.
Wow, that's powerful. First things first, right?
Yeah.
And
that I'm knocking listening to music, but don't make it the only thing you listen to.
Right. And I just learned something about you. All our conversations, I never know that you had such a great honor to have a conversation with him.
Thank you. Wow. Yes. A great guy.
Okay. So you're talking a lot about different resources, videos, books, CDs, and there's I know you had mentioned earlier that you do a lot through audible.com.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you share with us a little bit about that? Because there's so many resources and sometimes people don't know where to start. So what do you like about audible.com?
Well, there's two things I like about it. Number one, if there's a topic that I want to learn about, say how to network, which was one of the things I talked about in my chapter, I can go to Audible and there's at any given point in time, 10, 15 different books. That could be anywhere from 45 minutes to say 3 hours. They're basically eBooks, but on Audible. And they're inexpensive. They might be $2, $3, maybe $5 for an eBook that goes an hour and a half or so, and I can learn about that topic while, again, I'm driving or exercising or waiting for the doctor, what have you. And it costs only a couple of dollars to do so. So I like that because it's an inexpensive way to download books or purchase a whole book for that matter. The other thing I like about Audible, though, is if I am interested in a particular topic, but I don't want to purchase the book or I don't have the time to listen to it or read the book, I will pull up, say, 5 different books on that topic and you can listen to the intros, which might take anywhere from 5 minutes to, say, 10 minutes that they'll have as a soundbite. And the intros have a lot of great nuggets in there because they're trying to give you enough information to create the interest to purchase the book. So in 7 to 10 minutes of listening to the intro, which doesn't cost anything, except for the time of listening to it, you can get 2-3 great ideas on that topic. And then if I really like it, I buy the book. And if not, then I go on to a different topic. So it's given me the opportunity over the years to learn a wide range. In fact, Saturday, I was kind of going through my library. So this week, I have a very large library. And it dawned on me that over the last 10 years, I read equivalent to probably 150 books on business, finance, etc. But more importantly than that, listen to hundreds of hours of books on all sorts of different business-related topics, which gave me a great understanding and expertise in the business financial world. And I was able to do it at downtimes when, again, I was waiting for the doctor or sitting at home not doing anything anyway. I'll listen to a half hour audio and then go do something. So it's a way of taking that dead time and turning it into learning time.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes a lot of sense. And You just shared with us some of the more meta opportunities like YouTube, podcasts, Audible, libraries, where, you know, you can catch all sorts of stuff, but sometimes there's experts. And I imagine you listen to some of the experts. Are there any one or two that jump out at you right away that you want to share for folks?
Well, there's one when it comes to business, especially on the networking and building out a lead generation system, which is one of the things I talk about in the book, and who has been a great mentor in my own and my family's life, for that matter, is Brian Buffini. And his website, BuffiniandCompany.com, has a lot of really good resources on their website in how to build a referral-based business. So that is something that I would go to and listen to. They do free seminars that one can attend. There's a lot of great information there that I've listened to over the years. And he also connects you to other authors, other expertise. In their own
speaker,
Brandon Bouchard, as an example, or Mel Abraham.
Hold on a sec, Mike. Everybody, Mike is traveling, so he's streaming, and we just lost him for a moment. You were speaking about BuffiniandCompany.com and how they also refer to others.
Yes. To other, like he'll do an event and bring in two or three other experts in the business arena, and then he'll take sound bites from the lessons or the workshops that they put together, and then he'll put them on his website.
Okay.
So there might be a 45-minute podcast, as an example. And he has his own podcast, which has a lot of really good resources on it, too.
Okay, great. And then you started talking about someone else, and that's when we came in. So thank you for letting me interrupt you so we could finish Buffini and Company.
No worries. And I would say most people, in as far as you have the old greats, the Zig Ziglars, the Brian Tracys, pretty much any of the very well-known speakers out there, they have websites. Or they have, if you Google them, you can get, with the information highway that we have out there, the information you can go on to, again, YouTube, going back to YouTube. In fact, last night I was sitting down and relaxing and I went on to YouTube and I was just playing around on YouTube, and one of the channels that I subscribe to is Jake's podcast, one of the authors in our book. And of course, what popped up? The podcast episode that you and Jake just did. Oh. So within 2 minutes of looking at my YouTube on my phone, I found the podcast and was able to listen to it. So another great way of utilizing YouTube or Facebook, for that matter, as a resource for getting access to information.
Okay. And then you also follow some individual experts as well, right?
Yes.
There was. Can you share a few of those with us since you're on a roll here?
Well, I think a couple of the experts that I've been listening to lately, because I've been kind of in my own personal growth season, so to speak, is Brandon Bouchard or Mel Abraham. They have really good. Again, you can go to YouTube and listen to them, or they have presentations that they give. But a lot of material out there that a person can go if you want to figure out how to put together a business or how to create the framework. One of the things that you and I were talking about on YouTube, there are three different 45-minute videos that Mel Abraham does on how to create the framework around your idea or around your business.
Well, she is a great teacher, and I know you know this, but our listeners may not know this. In the beginning of our introduction, I even quote Mel, and because he is such a great teacher. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you're right. He helps bring things to life in a different way.
Yeah. which, and I would say the probably the best resource, as crazy as it sounds, because everybody has one these days and so few people utilize them, is a smartphone. My phone is, I bought the phone because I wanted to be able to text my kids, but it's become one of the best educating sources that I own. I mean, the amount of stuff I've learned off of this phone is mind-boggling.
It is. It's so much more than a phone. There's no doubt about that. Well, sure, because, I mean, look, it even gives us access to app stores where, again, that's a whole nother resource around business as well. Mm-hmm. And I imagine you use your app to just explore what's out there on the business topic.
Yep, definitely.
Okay.
And one of the things that I've discovered years back, and it's through my own, I guess, personal business journey, it took a while to kind of put it into action, for lack of a better term, is the biggest challenge that small business owners have are mentors. We have a great idea, we have a passion, we have a desire to go out and do something, a dream that we want to build that's usually bigger than ourselves. And if it's bigger than ourselves, we haven't done it, it can be very scary. And we know on a logical sense that there's a lot of other people that have done it, and if they can do it, so can we, right? However, we don't know them. So how do we find them? How do we get that mentor? And I spent years and years and years. And that was the aha moment I had on Saturday that I was sharing with you, where I spent years trying to find the perfect mentor. In the process of finding the perfect mentor, I read numerous books. Again, listened to numerous CDs. Hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of talking to all these brilliant people and learning what their secrets were, learning what their story was. They were all my mentors. But because they weren't there in front of me in person, I didn't think about it in that way. I still went on this search to find the mentor, when in reality, I've had the opportunity to have some of the greatest mentors in the world talk to me on a daily basis through my car speakers or through the book on my dining room table. I mean, in fact, one of the mentors told me after a seminar a while back that you have two choices in life. You can spend 10,000 hours learning something through experience, or you can read a book and hear from someone who already did spend 10,000 hours, and he'll tell you how to do it in roughly 6 hours of reading the book. And personally, I would rather learn it in 6 hours if I can.
Well, sure, and perhaps without having to make all of those painful mistakes along the way.
Right. So true. So true. The best lesson learned is the, how can I say that without sounding mean? The best lesson learned is learned from someone else's mistake.
Yes. Yes. I think we all know the quote you're referencing, but yeah. I believe you're pretty dang close to it. So that's really cool. Mike, you just have shared oodles. That's a technical term, by the way, oodles of resources for us to be checking out. And I love that, because some is written, some is video, some is audio, because we all learn differently. And you shared some really great ideas for us to be playing with to help us have our brilliant breakthroughs for our own business. So thank you.
You're welcome. And one of the other things too, another lesson that Jim Rohn shared with me when we were talking that one afternoon, is attend seminars when you're able to, because you never know, the seminar that has the lesson that you need to learn might be the one you miss. So why not attend it and learn it? So I always try to attend seminars when able, or attend different training workshops, etc., when I'm able to fit them into my schedule, because I never know which, again, book, CD, or seminar is going to have that one idea that I need to move my business or take my business to the next level.
Yeah, the last big one I attended, I had wow, just a streak of genius come through. And actually, that was at Mel Abraham's event. And it's making me look at my business very differently again, but it's the right way for right now. And had I not been sitting there in a room with him, I would have not had this awareness.
Yeah. And another thing to throw out there too, which you just touched on as well, is when listening to a CD or a book or a podcast or YouTube video for that matter, it might be something that we've already read the book, we've already listened to, and it motivated us at one point in our life. Go back and listen to it again, because as I'm sure anyone who's read the same book more than once have found, is it goes back to the old saying, when the student's ready, the teacher will appear, that we can read the same page in the same book and see something that we read before, but we didn't get because we weren't yet ready to a lesson. Not to get all woo-woo, but sometimes I'll go into the library, I'll go into, like what I was doing last night when I discovered the podcast that you and Jake did, is I'll look at my device and say, okay, I know what I want to learn, where is it, guide me, find, basically let the law of attraction bring it to me. And I'll start scrolling through it, and 9 out of 10 times within a very short window of time, what I'm looking for will come to me. Either, if not right away, it will be through, I'll look at something that looks interesting, I'll listen to it, and then later that day or the next day, I'll say, oh, that's what it is. And the idea comes out and just kind of sits and waits and dormant, waiting for us to be ready to internalize or to learn the lesson that we need to learn.
Absolutely. That is great advice. And Mike, I wish we had more time today to share other tips and snippets, but we don't. We'll have to save it for our next podcast that we do with you, okay?
Yes. I'll be waiting.
Okay, good. And I really want to thank you for your time, because you did give us plenty to dive into. We have choices. That's the cool thing here.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so listeners, this is how you can learn more about Mike and engage with him. He is a number one best-selling author, and I bet it makes a little more sense why he is now after hearing all of the research that he does. So you can connect with Mike by starting to read chapter 5 in the book, Brilliant Breakthroughs for the Small Business Owner, and gift your business performance by accepting the invitation Mike has for you. He offers it on his author's page at the end of the chapter. Plus, he has all sorts of other social handles for social media handles for you to go ahead and connect with him as well. But perhaps the easiest way to connect with Mike is by this really cool thing. Right now you can see everything about the book that we've referenced, as well as how to get a hold of Mike and how to improve your business, by going to the book's app. And the app is Brilliant Biz Book. And I'll repeat that, Brilliant Biz Book. So when you go to Brilliant Biz Book, there is an option for you to click on an expert's name, and you can ask an expert like Mike Raber a question. And I bet if you type in all that and you let Mike know how to get a hold of you, he's going to respond back to you in a pretty short period of time.
Definitely.
Oh, good. I'm so glad you said that. So this is a really cool bonus for everyone. Make sure you get there and on that app. It also has all our blogs, our podcasts. So you have it right there on the app, as well as profiles, contact information, and all the places that we're showing up, which could be really cool to meet people like us. That sounds sort of funny, doesn't it?
A lot of cool people there.
To meet brilliant practicing experts. You name several of them, and you never know who it is and what wisdom they can share with you. Mentors are everywhere. So take the time to do that. And Mike, I want to thank you for your wisdom sharing today.
My pleasure.
Awesome.
I always enjoy talking with you.
Oh, good, because we like listening. And listeners, we appreciate you listening to the Brilliant Breakthroughs podcast, where you can learn more about how to create more brilliant breakthroughs for your small business. Shine brightly until next week.